Today on the Just Read podcast, we're going to read Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. As the church in Conroe begins a new quarter of Bible studies, our children and our podcast are both turning to the book of Exodus. Hundreds of years have passed since Jacob and his children moved to Egypt. The change in time has brought a change in circumstances. Here is Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob. They came each one with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. All the persons who came from the loins of Jacob were 70 in number, but Joseph was already in Egypt. Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the sons of Israel were fruitful, and increased greatly, and multiplied, and became exceedingly mighty, so that the land was filled with them. Now a new king arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply, and in the event of war, they will also join themselves to those who hate us, and fight against us, and depart from the land." So they appointed taskmasters over them to afflict them with hard labor. And they built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Raamses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out, so that they were in dread of the sons of Israel. The Egyptians compelled the sons of Israel to labor rigorously, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks and at all kinds of labor in the field, all their labors which they rigorously imposed on them. That was Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Although God's people were in a foreign land, God blessed them by allowing them to grow in number. However, as time passed, the Egyptians forgot everything that Joseph had done for them, and they grew scared of the ever-growing Israelites in their backyard. So, the Egyptians forced the Israelites into slavery. Thank you for reading the Bible with me.